Back in April and May, Michigan prisons saw a wave of COVID infections among inmates. Things simmered down in mid-summer, but spiked again recently with a large outbreak at Muskegon Correctional Facility. Joey Horan is with Outlier Media. In a new piece for Bridge Magazine, he found that once the virus enters a facility, prison officials rely heavily on punitive measures to control its spread. Joey, you looked at three facilities and how they handled COVID infection control. What did you find?
Yeah, so my reporting focused on Gus Harrison Correctional Facility in Adrian, Women's Huron Valley Correctional Facility in Ypsilanti, which is the only women's prison in the state, and the Thumb Correctional Facility in Lapeer. After mass testing, roughly a third of inmates at the Thumb and Gus Harrison were positive with the virus, and about 20% at Huron Valley. And Ursula Bolton's experience at Huron Valley really stood out to me. She had a really bad case of COVID and wound up on a ventilator and in a medically induced coma in the hospital. As soon as she's transferred back to Huron Valley, she was placed in solitary confinement for 2 weeks of medical observation. And solitary is a setting that's widely known for its psychological harms. Here's her son, Juwan McLean, describing his mother's treatment.
My mom, first-time nonviolent offender, she didn't deserve any of this. You know, it shouldn't have been a near-death sentence caused by neglect. You know, really, it's the fact that nothing is done continuously that makes it just completely outrageous.
And meanwhile, at Thumb Correctional Facility in Lapeer, people who tested positive were stripped of their property and moved into cells at a higher security unit where they were locked down for 24 hours a day. Every other day, they were given a half hour to shower, use the phone, and send emails.
Joey, in your story, you also write about a practice that's called cohorting. What is that?
Yeah, so this is a strategy where you keep sick inmates with sick inmates and healthy inmates with healthy inmates. If done correctly, it should decrease the spread of the virus. The problem is it led to a ton of confusion at Huron Valley and Gus Harrison. At Huron Valley, suspected cases were housed in a gym together, and it basically increased these people's exposure to the virus. Kylie Beauchamp spent 2 weeks in that gym prior to her release.
The whole time we were sitting in that gym, we were in that gym with positive cases. So we got taken out of our housing unit and put into a gym with other people that were positive. I mean, I understand this is a pandemic and there's no guidelines as to what to follow or how to do things, but it was just ridiculous.
And at Gus Harrison and Adrian, there was nearly a riot over this. After mass testing, the whole facility was reshuffled based on the test results, but people actually hadn't been given their individual results, and there was a lot of conflicting information being passed around. So a couple days after the reshuffling, when the warden appeared on the yard, a large group of incarcerated people there gathered around him, basically demanding their test results. Guards on watch saw this occur and sounded the riot alarm, and it led to some pretty serious punishments for the people who were found to be the instigators of this event.
So how well have all of these strategies that have been used by the state worked so far?
It's hard to say the state was successful at all. In addition to the measures they took to control the virus once it was in the facility, they also haven't been allowing any visitors in since March. And yet, the state's prisons rank 7th worst among all states for total COVID-19 cases and 5th in deaths. When you look statewide, Michigan prisoners account for roughly 1 in 20 infections in the entire state. The Michigan Department of Corrections says these numbers are so high because it was aggressive about testing. And they have tested every single prisoner in the system. But there's also evidence to suggest that their punitive approach undermined their goals of containing the virus. MDOC was basically pleading with prisoners to report symptoms, but at the Thumb, inmates saw what happened if you were found to be positive or suspected positive, and they basically decided not to say anything. Here's inmate Gregory Wayne.
Anybody in my cube, we were like, listen, unless you can't breathe, you better not say nothing.
And there was another inmate at the Thumb who was actively sick with the virus and reported coughing into pillows, spreading body wash on his clothes during routine checkups to avoid detection. He even told me he witnessed people spraying disinfectant up their nose in advance of nasal swab testing.
Wow. That just gives you a sense of the fear there. The prisoners are afraid of the disease that could potentially kill them, but almost as afraid or just as afraid of the response to try to handle that disease.
Yeah, they're in an impossible situation. They can't control, you know, their exposure to the virus. And when they do get exposed, they're punished.
Joey, we've seen cases tick back up here in Michigan recently. What could we expect to see in prisons if that trend continues?
So last week, the Michigan Department of Health issued an emergency order on testing. It requires MDOC to regularly test staff working at facilities with active COVID cases. This is a good step, but it still doesn't address the virus actually getting into facilities because there's still no regular testing of all 10,000 corrections employees. In other words, there's still really no good way to screen for people who don't have symptoms but could be carrying the virus into prisons where there are still no active cases. And this is what public health experts have been saying the whole time. Prison health is public health. The virus can flow into and out of prisons very easily. And in the meantime, prisoners have lost a lot of privileges that make life tolerable inside. Ashley Carter of the DC-based nonprofit Advancement Project speaks to this. She's joined some other civil rights groups suing Wayne County and Oakland County jails for their response to the pandemic.
The undercurrent of all of this is that people are scared and they're not being treated with dignity. They're not being treated humanely and they're being punished for being incarcerated during a pandemic.
Yeah, so in some cases, this means not being able to go outside for a couple months because your unit is constantly under lockdown. It means no classes, no visits, being more cut off from family or legal representation in this especially challenging and scary time.
Well, Joey, thank you very much for sharing your reporting this morning.
Thanks, Doug.
That was Joey Horan with Outlier Media. He wrote about the response to the COVID-19 pandemic in Michigan's prisons for Bridge Magazine. You're listening to Morning Edition on Michigan Radio.